down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Back by popular demand, Wells is in the studio. People really, like, you might have been the favorite guest of all my guests, you and Chris Harrison.
Yeah, it's an honor.
Yeah.
But I also feel like you've kind of run through all the people you can, and now you're just on, like, the second iteration.
I know. I'm like, oh, God, I have to go back and, like, start over and, like, have redos of the same people. What are we going to even talk about?
Yeah, we can't, like, do a whole other, like, baloney bit. I don't think.
Oh, then I'll just delete that out of my notes. Damn it. Just kidding. Yeah, that was so old. No, we have to.
All right.
Well, because you guys, your podcast with Brandy is all about what's your favorite thing.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a lot of other things, but what's your favorite thing? So then I'm like, well, that's the baloney bit. Like,
yeah.
What's the baloney for you right now?
Is this like the first question of the interview?
I don't know. Are we just diving into the baloney? You're like, yeah, we can't do the baloney thing again. I'm like, or we could start with it.
Yeah. We could still love baloney. Not going to lie about
that. Does Sarah love baloney?
Yeah, she does.
Oh, great. Great. Okay.
I think the thing that people don't realize about Sarah is that she came from like really humble beginnings.
Mm.
Like,
I could see that.
Her story is insane. And like,
what is her story?
Well, like, our stories are so different.
Yeah.
Not like jump straight into my girlfriend, but whatever.
Well, I just had to make sure she liked baloney, but you could tell the story.
Well, like, so, I mean, we couldn't have come from like different places. Like,
yeah.
I came from like a very well to do family. Like, my dad's a doctor, my mom's a housewife. Like,
yeah.
I'm the youngest of five. I went to Catholic school,
private
school.
Yeah.
And she lived, like, she tells these stories of, like, living in a 300 square foot, like, walk up in New York.
Yeah.
And, like, sharing just a bathtub with her.
Wow.
Because, like, you know, they're all, like, struggling actors. And so.
So was her whole family into acting in that theater and stuff? Okay, okay.
And her dad's like Dumbledore in the new Harry Potter now, which is super rad.
That's cool.
But, like, I like baloney. Just because I'm a weirdo and I delicious. Where like she'll talk about it where it's like more like a necessity growing up.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's cheap meat,
right.
You know? But she appreciates it too.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah. Well, because I remember last time we talked, which was over a year ago, not that we talked, but like did the podcast.
Yeah.
You were saying, you had first met her.
Yeah.
Wait, you were telling me, but you weren't announcing who it was.
Yeah. But I told you like, we did like Bachelor Canada or something, and I think I told you like backstage, like, dude, I'm dating the girl from Modern Family.
Yeah.
And I think you were like, no, you're not.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's a cute lie. Nobody likes a liar, but okay. Yeah. That's fun. That's a fun lie to tell yourself. Yeah.
Wow, delusion is great.
Yeah, tell me more. Yeah, but that's funny. Now you guys are freaking in love. Like, wow, that's amazing.
Today's our anniversary.
I saw that on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was going to say happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I mean, when this comes out, it won't be, but who cares?
Yeah,
we're in the moment right now.
Well, we had like a long conversation, and it wasn't even like a fight, but it was just like, what do you consider an anniversary?
Yeah.
Like, because so I consider, and it's all a moot point when we decide to get married, because this date goes away, it falls by the wayside. But like, I always thought that the anniversary was the day that you like, your first date, right?
Yeah.
Or like the first date that you didn't make out, maybe.
Okay.
And she's like, no, our anniversary is on the day that like we became boyfriend girlfriend.
Oh.
So I'd love to know what your thoughts are.
Yeah, see, I'm with you. Except I've had this conversation with Sean where we're like, what's our anniversary?
Yeah.
Because we met, had our first date, but I was also dating multiple men.
Yeah.
So does that count as like an anniversary, or is he like, let's forget that time? And like our anniversary is when we got engaged. And then do you celebrate, like, what would you, if you got engaged, would you celebrate your anniversary of engagement or no, right?
No. I think once you get engaged, your next anniversary is like your wedding day, right?
Yeah.
Poor Sean, that's a PTSD on that day, right?
Yeah. It's just, no, like, it's so funny because he actually forgot our anniversary last year. And then he's like, well, to be fair, like, it was kind of like you had just dumped a guy 5 minutes before deciding, like, I guess I'll pick this guy. Like, you know, he's like, I don't know what was happening that day. Like, I don't, and I'm like, yeah, okay, you forgot our anniversary.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you're a dick right now, okay? Just own that. But yeah, I'm with you. I think anniversary is when you go on your first date.
Yeah. So that's what – that was my argument. And so – and I feel bad because like a month ago, I posted a picture of like, this is the anniversary. Or I was like, a year ago today, I kissed you for the first time.
Yeah.
So then like every news publication was like, congratulations.
It's a year anniversary.
And I was like, oh God, no. Because we are saying that our anniversary is, well, this day.
You're like, no, I'm just really cute and posting them when we kissed first.
Yeah.
That's romantic. Have you always been – are you romantic?
Yeah, I'm pretty romantic. I wasn't romantic on the television show, I feel like.
Well, yeah, but you didn't really have a chance to be.
True. I never had an opportunity.
Yeah. If you did, you would have been.
Yeah. I think I probably would have turned it – and they also cut a lot of things that I thought were really romantic that they didn't show because they were like, this asshole has no chance of winning anyways. We're not going to show it.
You know? Let's save him for paradise.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, wait. What – I'm trying to think of your time on the – oh, your JoJo season.
Yeah.
I can't remember. So many seasons pass, and I'm like, I honestly don't remember anything. I don't even remember my own season.
Yeah. I mean, like, the only what did I do that was romantic? I the fireman date, I almost died, and I was keep doing it. People thought that was romantic, but that really wasn't a romantic thing. Because also, like, I'd met her, like, the night before.
Right.
So it was more like, I'm not going to look like a total puss on TV.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Yeah. So, but everyone's like, oh, my God, well, it's like, doing this for love. And it was like, no, I still look like an idiot.
You're like, no, I'm just trying to survive out here. Okay.
I wanted to introduce you to your delicious new beauty secret, My Bite Beauty, for beautifully strong hair, skin, and nails. One bite of rich, dark, chocolatey bliss filled with nourishing vitamins and nutrients to help you look and feel your best inside and out. This may be one beauty secret that you're willing to share, but just make sure you hide an extra bottle for yourself. It's that good. My Bite Beauty formula combines key nutrients specifically designed to support healthy hair, skin, and nails. It's the same vitamins and nutrients as other beauty supplements, but much more fun and delicious. It contains only 25 calories, and each bite is packed with everything you need to help you look and feel your best again from the inside and out, including biotin, extra strength biotin, actually, vitamin C, vitamin E. It's dark chocolatey bites with rich caramel roasted peanuts and a whipped center. It pairs great with your coffee as you go through your morning beauty regime or a perfect sweet treat really any time of the day. Truly feel as though you're treating yourself right by indulging in a chocolatey bite. My Bite products look and taste like your favorite bite-sized candy bars, chocolatey with the nougat, caramel, peanuts, and a tasty, satisfying way to enjoy your vitamins. So to learn more, visit their website at mybitevitamins.com and available exclusively at Target. You can find My Bite vitamins in the vitamin aisle, or you can purchase online by visiting target.com. My Bite vitamins. It's the vitamin that you've been waiting for.
You went to two weddings this weekend?
Two back-to-back, a double-header wedding. Like,
wow.
That's a lot.
And are they like...
And I do weddings.
I believe you do everything a little hard.
Pretty hard, yeah.
Hard in the paint, Caitlin Bristow.
A memoir by Caitlin Bristow. That's what my book's going to be called.
By the way, so today is a Monday.
Yeah.
And your manager or whatever reached out to me and was like, hey, can you come in and do this on Monday? And I was like, yeah, fine. That's fine. And then – so last night at 12:39 in the morning, I get this fantastic voice memo.
Hey, Caitlin Bristow. wondering if you wanted to podcast Tuesday instead of Monday. We're in Malibu and everybody moved their schedule to Tuesday, and I literally would only be coming to where?
To podcast one.
To podcast one for you, which I'll do.
Oh, thanks.
Which I'll do.
So just let me know if you'd rather do tomorrow or Tuesday.
So I
think I sound so...
You sound great.
...put together.
I was just like, oh, okay. And I get it. Like, going from Malibu over here just for, like, one thing, I totally understood. So then I responded to that being
this
like...
This morning.
This morning when I woke up being like, yeah, I can do Tuesday, but it's got to be later in the afternoon because I've got meetings or whatnot. And then you said, wait, so you can't do today? And I said, huh? No, I can do Tuesday, but I have to be there a little bit later. And then you said, I'm so confused. We were scheduled for today, right? And you're saying that now tomorrow is better? And I said, finally, I like respond with a voice memo being like, you asked me to do Tuesday last night at 1 in the morning. And then you responded with, yeah, I don't remember that. I'll see you today.
Because I It's so funny because I really didn't remember. So I was so confused by you saying you could do Tuesday. And I'm like, wait, why would we do Tuesday? We're scheduled today. And I really had no recollection. And then you sent me that voice note. And I'm like, I sound pretty put together for being blackout. You're like, eh. But listening back, I'm like, I think I was really trying because I knew what level I was at. And so I think I was really trying to sound put together, which I think I did a pretty good job of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the beginning of it is pretty telling. You're like, hello, Wells. Caitlin Bristow.
Caitlin Bristow here.
So where am I supposed to be tomorrow?
Luckily, I had Cleo in the room with me who tells me everywhere I have to be and when.
Yeah.
But oh my gosh, so I'm struggling a bit today, but two weddings in a row will really get you.
I know. Good for you, man.
Well, and in different cities. Palm Springs was the first one.
Oh, wow.
Malibu the second. You know what my book's going to be called?
What?
Go Hard or Go Home. But don't go home hard.
If you do go home hard, make sure someone's with you.
Right.
You know?
That's just the like other little tagline. Yeah. Yeah. That's what my book's going to be called. Okay. I was, because I'm trying to think of like confessions. Because we confess on this podcast. And I'm like, I do have a good one. So last night I go to this wedding and I'm like, into yellow right now. Yellow is my color. And so I go and I'm wearing this really beautiful yellow dress. And I walk in and we take pictures and then we go in. And it was a no phone wedding, which was great. And so we put our phones away and we walk in. And Cleo, we sit down and everyone's sitting down and we're waiting for everyone to start walking down the aisle. And Cleo looks at me and she goes, is there a dress code? And I was like, what do you mean? And I look around, everybody is in black.
Oh, really?
And it was on the invitation to wear black.
Oh, yeah. Danielle told me about this. Because Danielle Maltby was at this wedding, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So everyone was wearing black, and except for the bride who was wearing white, right?
Right. Right. And here I am in yellow.
That's par for the course for you, though.
What is with me? I'm like wardrobe malfunctions. Like, why do I do this to myself?
Okay. By the way, I want to ask you about that. Because first of all, why the f*** were you at the Emmys this year?
Like, Great question.
That's question 1A.
Yeah.
Two, the wardrobe malfunction like in the audience was really, really funny. And I was like following along on your Twitter and everything.
Yeah.
But knowing you and knowing your sense of humor, here's my second question. Was that a bit?
That's funny because no one else questioned me. But in my head, I'm like, I totally would have done this for the tweets. You know? It wasn't a bit. It all really happened. And I could have been pissed about it because it was very unfortunate. But I was like, this is funny. Like, how can I spin this into being, like, super funny? I don't know how I was at the Emmys. I really had no business being there. I don't know. Like, the Sterling Vineyards wine.
Yeah.
I did a thing with them in Napa. And I guess I was a really good time. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we're going to the Emmys. They're, like, the main sponsor for the event. And they're like, do you want to come? And I'm like, imagine saying no to going to the Emmys. Like, of course I'm going to. I thought I was going to meet Sarah for the first time.
I know.
And for the first time in, what, like 9 years, they weren't nominated?
Yeah, it's a touchy subject.
Oh, it is?
I mean.
Well, I mean, it should be. They should be nominated.
Agreed.
I don't understand. But, I mean, that whole world's so, like, it's all politics, right?
Totally. And I think they're just not the flavor of the month anymore, you know?
But they have been for 9 years, which is so solid.
Totally. It's still such a great show.
It's the best. I love it.
I like watching the Emmys and the Oscars and stuff. And I have to say that I thought that the Weekend Update guys were really awkward.
Oh, you did. Cleo loved those guys.
Really?
And I was like, it is kind of like, it was really funny when he kept saying, you good?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah.
But I found it awkward too. But I'm surprised you watch it because they made a joke at the beginning. They're like, thank you to the, like, thousands of people who are here at the Emmys and the 100 people at home who are watching. Nobody watches those shows anymore.
Obviously for my job, like, so much of it has to do with, like, being up to date with pop culture.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I also, like, watch a ton of shows.
Yeah.
Aside from being, like, a part of the zeitgeist of that weird machine.
Yeah.
And so it's very much like a sporting event for me, like...
Oh, that's true.
Like, Marvelous vs. Maisel, I was like, this is going to win every freaking thing.
Yeah,
and then it did, you know.
Yeah.
And I love that show, Bear. Like, so everything, I was, like, rooting for things and pissed off that things weren't getting nominated.
Yeah.
So I enjoy it. And I also, of course, like the comedy. But they opened up the number with that, like...
Oh, of course.
That song. And I was just like, oh, good.
I know. I was cringing, too, because I'm like, oh, why do we always have to just make, like, such a joke? And, like, it's always such a thing of those kinds of shows. But that's how I knew it was, like, kind of like a slow day in the news or, like, the Emmys weren't that great is because my wardrobe malfunction was, like, a thing.
Yeah, but it was just – it was really funny. Like, I remember watching it, like, you doing it. Yeah. And I was like, this is going to be, like, a new story. And then, like, next day it
That's
was
so
like –
That's so funny.
Caitlin Bristow's
wardrobe
malfunction.
Yeah. And then I felt so bad because Haley Page, like, makes these amazing dresses. And in my head, I'm not thinking, like – oh, this is going to make her dress look bad. But it's what the thing was, it wasn't her actual zipper. We had to tailor it to my body. Mm-hmm. So the like last minute tailors threw in like a different zipper. So then I'm like felt bad after because I'm like, oh, that makes her dress look like, you know, but it wasn't her. It was me. It's my stupid body that I had to change the dress for.
Yeah. There's no such thing as bad publicity, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
she got a bunch of love.
Yeah.
From someone that she probably thought was going to get her no attention.
Right.
At all.
Exactly. None. I was like, wait, when I was like walking, I'm like, so am I doing the carpet? They're like, are you up for something? Yeah. I'm like, no. They're like, yeah, you're not walking the carpet, Caitlin. Like, get over yourself.
So did you go like sit in front of like a step and repeat and was like someone taking my picture really quickly?
Yeah. So I tried to make it look like I was on a carpet because there was like we actually this is actually another confession. So Cleo and I were there and we went in and then I was like, I can't believe I didn't get to have like a moment on the red carpet. Like I really wanted a moment. And then so you couldn't go back out once you were in the building and we like talked to a manager and we're like, do you think we could just go back up for 1 second? Like, we'll just be one. And they let us go. So then we, like, quickly made it look like I did have a moment. Mm-hmm. And then everyone's like, oh, Getty image? Nope, just Cleo taking my phone and taking a picture of me not on the carpet.
But. Listen, I'm a firm believer in never let the truth get in the way of a good story. And you know what? You were on that freaking red carpet, all
right? Yeah, you're right. In my mind, I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, and on Instagram, I was.
Exactly.
So I was.
My favorite thing is, so obviously...
Sarah... you did the thing, your favorite thing.
Yeah.
ding!
Uh-huh. But I love going to those events with Sarah because she has to walk the red carpet.
Yeah.
And I don't, you know?
Wait, you don't get to like stand by her side?
We always have a conversation beforehand, like, do you want me to be a part of this?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? For the most part, because they don't care about me at all,
right.
Which I totally get.
Right.
But sometimes she's like, no, I want, like, a cool picture of us together. And so if you've ever
– And she knows how to work a carpet.
Oh, yeah.
She's
and I
so
don't,
good.
I don't know how to do it
I don't
all.
Either, but I pretend.
Listen, my best attribute is my smile. Like, I know that's, like, what I
that's
got.
Your thing.
But, like – no one smiles on the carpet. Like, you know, it's like all sultry looks
that's
and stuff.
That's true.
So one carpet, I was like, I'm going to not smile. I'm not going to do
right.
it.
Right. And then
– looked like an idiot.
And then you never walked a carpet again.
Yeah. Well, so I don't know. Like for people that have never done this, it's a weird thing where like they will have your name, right? Like it's mm-hmm. printed out. And then before you walk the carpet, they put your name up to all the photographers and they're like, Sarah Hyland's about to come, you know?
Yeah.
And so everyone already knows it's her. But then when I get there, they're like – it's like, who the f*** is this guy? Who is this?
And someone's and they don't like, know what to do, and they're all like panicking. Like one flash goes off. That's because there's so many photographers there, and like people. That's so funny. Just one flash, like who dat?
Yeah. So there's one time where they were like, "Who is this?" And it was at iHeart Awards, and I work for this company.
Yeah.
And so she walks the carpet and then comes back and gets me. And she was like, we're taking a picture. This is your work.
Yeah.
And so the person was like, wait, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And she goes, it's f***ing Wells Adams. He works for this company. And I was like, yeah.
That's my girl.
Yes. But then also I was like, oh, they have no idea who I am.
That's it was like a really like nice moment for you and Sarah because you're like, she loves me. And then you're like, but I really took a shot to the ego.
Yeah.
Like they took you down a couple notches.
Yeah. Nothing really like ego checks you like dating someone as like beautiful as she is.
It's it's true. I've thought about that for you.
Have you? This poor kid.
It's like so like it's nice to know that you have, you know, like. You can, you got it. You still got it, you know?
Yeah, I know.
But at the same time, it's like, you're not the, like, big one in the relationship.
No, I know. Which I'm fine with, but I wonder if people sit there and they're like, oh, this poor guy is way, like, has way
like overachieving.
Yeah.
No, because you guys are, like, stupid cute. You guys are, like, really, I feel like, meant to be together. And, I mean, I'm basing this all on social media, and I know that social media tells me nothing but the truth.
Yes.
But, like, you guys are really sweet. I know it's only a year in, but you're now living together.
Yeah.
I know this is probably the number one question that you get, but what's the one thing that you guys, like, are like, oh, like, butting heads over in the house?
Not a lot, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's a pretty smooth transition.
It's been pretty easy. The dogs were an issue.
I was going to ask about that. Do they get along? Do the dogs get along?
They get along, but my dog is really – my dog has only ever lived with me.
Right.
Right? And so now he's thrust into this world where there's two other dogs.
Yeah.
My girlfriend, of which he likes.
Yeah.
And then her brother lives with us too. And now he's gotten really protective over me.
Yeah. Oh, that's so sweet.
He like – it's kind of like – being aggressive to her brother because
really?
At this point he's like, who is this guy? What's happening?
Yeah.
I think it's just a lot for him.
That's so sweet though. God, I love dogs.
I know. But now, at first Carl, my dog, and her dog Boo were kind of fighting because it was like a power struggle, alpha male, whatever.
Yeah.
And now they're kind of like in love and it's really cute.
Oh, sweet.
But now he's protective over her.
Right.
So if someone starts petting her, he will like growl because he's like, that's my girl.
Oh, they're in love.
I know. I'll show you a picture that we took of them the other day where like they like look like they're kissing. It's ridiculous.
I really love your dog voice.
Yeah.
Because I always say if Tucker could talk, he would sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah. He gets no respect.
I feel like he's like, he wouldn't be like aggressive like him, like rude. He just has that voice, like that just weird, like voice.
Yeah.
But I really appreciate your Carl voice.
Okay. So I was watching Lion King on the plane the other day. God, I love Disney movies. And it got me thinking about my last trip to Walt Disney World. I don't know. I just had so much fun. I want to go back. You feel like a kid again when you're there. I mean, do you remember the joy and spirit of Peter Pan? Because there's a place where you don't have to grow up, even though the world tells you to. And that place, ladies and gentlemen, is Walt Disney World. We all know it's tough being an adult, but at Walt Disney World, you can put the adulting on pause and let the everyday stresses of life disappear. God, I could use that trip right now. There's so much cool stuff that you can do at Walt Disney World after hours, including a crawl of some of the best in-park drinking options. If the world tells you to grow up at Disney World, you don't have to. I like you, Disney World. Walt Disney World is the perfect escape for millennials as an adult without the kids. From cool drinking options to the excitement of after-hour events, find your happy place here. Magic of your childhood, not quite enough for you? Okay, greedy. How about the Abracadabra? Once a secret lounge of illusion, there's magic in every concoction at this sophisticated social club. There are so many cool attractions and characters that bring your childhood to life and new experiences that you can appreciate as an adult. Relive the nostalgia of Disney or create some new memories.
I have a question for you. I want to adopt a Golden.
Yeah.
Because there's this company, Adopt a Golden Nashville, that I'm obsessed with. And I want to adopt a Golden eventually. Can you change their name?
Yes.
Oh, you can?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, because if I get a Golden girl, I'm naming her Blanche, like from the Golden Girls.
Of course.
And if I get a boy, I'm naming him Fred Rogers.
Okay.
Freddie.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, would that confuse a dog because you adopt them and they've been used to this name and now all of a sudden I'm changing your name?
I asked that question a lot when I was working with the National Humane Association, like every week.
Yeah.
And so they would bring in a dog and I'd always be like, this name sucks.
Yeah, they always have the worst names for dogs. Like, if I see another dog on there named Marley.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I'm like, come on.
And also, like, have you read that book? Like, no,
it's
thank you.
Why would you remind us of that?
Exactly. So I asked that question. They're always like, dude, you can change the name.
Yeah.
It's just the name that it's got to be called something right now.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
Oh, okay. That makes me feel so much better because, yeah, I'm looking at all these Goldens and they're named, like, yeah, like Marley and, like, what's another really, like Spot.
Yeah.
Jeff, my podcast producer, his dog is, what, 130 pounds? And
Jesus.
Huge. And his name's Spaghetti. Because, wait, what is it?
He loves carbs.
Yeah. Well, duh. But this is a cute story.
So there's another St. Bernard. My dog's a St. Bernard. And I watched my other friend's St. Bernard named Meatball. So
yeah.
Spaghetti and Meatball.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Genius.
That's good stuff.
See, like, that's good. I like that.
Totally.
Fred Rogers, I'm like obsessed with Mr. Rogers, even though I didn't know he died 15 years ago. I thought he was still kicking. Really wanted him to come on my podcast, and then I found out he died.
Well, you can get Tom Hanks on.
Why?
Because isn't Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers in the documentary?
No. Mr. Rogers is Mr. Rogers in the documentary.
Yeah, I know, but like he's like they're doing a film about his life.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
And Tom – okay, first of all.
Am I right about that? Yeah, okay.
Kate. Tom Hanks is – I'm obsessed with him.
Dude.
I'm obsessed with him and his wife, and I call him Tommy Honks. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I think Sean got me on that. Tommy Honks. I would die to have him on my podcast.
He just seems like a cool guy.
Yeah, but not – but too cool. Like, he wouldn't come on Off the Vine.
He might. I don't know. Here's the – like, Did you ever, like, he and Meg Ryan have the best showmance? Is that what it's called?
You've Got Mail?
So, yeah. So, like, You've Got Mail and then Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, even older ones. Did you ever see Joe versus the Volcano?
No.
Dude, it's the best of all
three
of them.
I'm writing this down. What?
It is. And so Meg Ryan plays like three.
I love Meg Ryan.
She plays like three characters in the movie. She plays like herself. She plays like the secretary. And she plays like her twin sister.
Yeah.
And I'll just give you like real quick just for all your fans out there that know what I'm talking about.
Doesn't matter.
So I think his name is George Banks is Tom Hanks. And
George Banks?
Yeah.
Like from Father of the Bride? Everybody loves a party, that's what... No, everybody loves a party, that's why we invited you. Party pooper, George Banks.
Okay, it might not be George Banks.
Yeah, I think you're making that up.
It's Joe versus... Joe Banks.
Oh, okay, there we go. Okay.
So he like hates his job, can't stand it, goes to the doctor, and the doctor's like, you've got what's called a brain cloud.
Yeah.
And you have 15 weeks to live or something like that. And so he gets confronted. Like approached by a man who's like, "Hey, listen, I've got this thing. I own this this island, and we need a sacrifice to like appease all the islanders. And someone's got to jump into the volcano. And if you do this, since you're already gonna die, I'll give you all this money."
Hero.
Exactly. So it's him and Meg Ryan who have to sail to this island, and they get shipwrecked, and then like they fall in love, and. Come to find out, he didn't have a brain cloud. It was this whole ruse.
Oh my gosh! Don't tell me the ending.
I won't. But it is phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so good.
I'm so glad I wrote this down because I've been looking for a new movie to watch.
Yeah.
Also, what? Quickly, while we're on the subject, what Netflix show are you into right now?
Okay. So, does it have to just be Netflix, or can it be
a
couple
tell me
other
anything. I need a new binge show. I've done Ozark.
Great.
Love it. I did The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay, I didn't do that one, but I know.
Dark.
It. Yeah.
I can't think of anything else.
Okay, so we did The Sinner recently. I mean,
I did that too.
That's great. Yeah. Season two wasn't as great as season one.
Right.
But Jessica Biel is like phenomenal.
She's so good.
So good in that. That was like going back to like the Emmy thing. I was like annoyed that she didn't win.
I was too. Yeah.
And just because I wanted to like see her and JT like be annoyingly cute after she won.
Yeah, me too.
But whatever.
Yeah.
I just watched The First, which is Sean Penn. This is on Hulu.
Oh, okay.
And this is like...
I love Sean Penn.
Love him. And it's like 30 years down the road and we're going to Mars and Sean Penn is like the lead astronaut.
Okay.
And so the first season's like them just trying to leave.
Yeah.
That one's really good. I really like... You're Canadian, so you probably know this.
What?
Have you heard of Letterkenny?
Yeah, of course. We are Twitter friends.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Letterkenny problems?
Okay, so I didn't know this existed until like last week.
So funny.
My brother was like, "You need to watch Letterkenny." And I was like, "Okay, so what is it?" And he was like, "It's kind of like the Canadian version of Workaholics, I feel like."
Yeah.
But dry Canadian humor.
Yeah.
And that show, I'm sorry, is so freaking funny.
Why are you sorry? Because it's Canadian?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. You're like, "I'm sorry, it's so funny." What, because it's Canadian, you would think it wouldn't be?
Well, no, because Canadians always say like, "Oh, sorry."
Oh, yeah, you know? Okay, yeah. I don't.
You don't?
No, I think because I'm just so hyper aware of like not being Canadian in the States because I'm so sick of people calling me out for certain things. Like when I first went on the show, like Alon obviously made so much fun of me for how I said things.
Yeah.
Like, I like it. I think it's cute.
Yeah, it's endearing.
Okay, wait, you didn't confess to me. I told you two.
What am I confessing?
I don't know anything. Tell me something like, did you fart during sex the other night or something?
No. I do not. Like, you'd think after a year of a relationship.
You're not tooting in front of each other?
I can't do it.
Kate, Sean still won't toot in front of me.
See?
I'll toot all day long.
But see, this is what I will do. Here's my confession. I will fart, but I will go on fart walks. Where I'll walk away and
do it.
Yeah, but it's blatant that I'm doing it because like,
right.
Like, why? Where are you going right now?
Will you say what you're doing?
No, but like, I'll always do it and I'll like look
fart
back
walks.
And Sarah will be like, "You're on a fart walk right now, aren't you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, because I'm a gentleman and a scholar."
Yeah.
And that's what we do.
Scholar. So Will Ferrell of you. That's funny. Fart walks. Okay.
Yeah, a big fart walk guy.
Yeah.
Confession. I was talking about it the other day. I... think that lobster is bullshit food.
I actually would have to agree with you because I hate working for my food.
Yeah.
And it's like you barely get any when you get in there. It's like you worked so hard for like really something that's kind of overpowering and small.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, you could dip my shoe in a vat of butter and it would taste
delicious.
Okay. You know?
Yeah.
Let's not church this thing up. It's like a sea scorpion
right.
That we're like we've aggrandized as like the greatest meal in the world.
Right.
Market price. Shut up, man.
That's so true.
It's just a giant freaking shrimp,
right.
You know? So I'm not into that. I tell you another thing that really grinds my gears.
Oh, go on.
All right? The make your own Bloody Mary bar is the laziest thing in the world.
Too, because first of all, the whole reason I am ordering a Bloody Mary is because I'm so hungover I don't want to move. Now you're making me get up and make my own and I have to tip you at the end for
exactly.
It?
Exactly. It's unless I get it cheaper, why wouldn't I just stay at home and make it myself? I'm here because you guys are supposed to do it for me.
Yeah, and you're like you're a trained bartender too, but like these people are supposed to make a good Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So why am I now working? It's the same mentality as the lobster. Why are you working for your drink? Why are you working for your food?
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear you. That grinds my gears now.
Yeah, it's annoying. Yeah. And also, like, if I make a shitty one, do I get to send it back?
No.
I don't think you can because it's on you, right?
Yeah, you're like, you did that.
Exactly.
It's kind of smart for them.
It's genius.
But kind of annoying for us.
When I waited tables, I loved the Bloody Mary bar because it was just, oh,
right.
Just go there.
You're
and
like,
do
yeah,
it.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. Here's a glass of vodka.
Now tip me 20%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That, but now you're, now as a bartender on, are you going to continue to do that?
I don't know.
You do not get enough airtime.
Oh, I know. They cut me out.
Everything.
Super hard this season.
And the, what is, Yuki?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't. So I'll just be like honest with you about that. I thought it was a funny bit in the beginning,
yeah.
And then I was really nervous that if you break it down to what it is, right? It's someone who doesn't understand English, right?
Right.
And so that's the bit, right?
Yeah.
But we're in a country where all these Americans don't really understand the language already.
Yeah.
And then we're kind of making fun
that's
of someone else who. So it was like the most American thing in the world.
Yeah.
We're like, we're so stupid that we don't even know Spanish.
Right.
And but we're over here making fun of
I felt
the
that
girl who knows a little bit. She knows much
who
more
does
English
pretty well, yeah.
than I know Japanese.
Right.
So I remember being like, okay, so I was hoping that the bit was going to turn into her going on a date. Like that's what I was hoping.
Yeah, that
would have
been sweet.
Happen.
Yeah.
And because. Let's be real. There were guys there who are all about like the hot Asian chick.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's a thing
like, that's
for guys.
That's a big thing for
yeah.
guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just waiting for it to happen. And I think that, and I thought it would be a really funny date because you'd have to take the translator.
Right.
So it would be a 2-on-1
yeah,
no matter
been,
what.
They had too much other gold to work with.
Yeah. But I mean, like she was really, really smart. Like I was amazed at how intuitive she was with everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, she doesn't know English. I think that everyone thinks that she doesn't really know English.
She could probably understand it more than she could speak it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she could also, like, you can pick up on things.
Yeah.
But the poor thing got dropped in Mexico.
Yeah.
Where she couldn't understand anybody.
Yeah.
Didn't really understand why she was there. Wasn't
yeah.
really allowed to bartend, like, legally.
She was just, like, hanging out.
She was just, like, yeah, just there. And so there were a lot of times where she was just, like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Basically. And I was, like, totally get it.
Yeah.
And then I would stay there, like, all night. But then they couldn't show us not together. So I would, like, work all these hours and they would cut it, you know?
That's crazy. So you really were working all these hours and, like, you weren't just there for – like, I don't really understand Paradise, obviously, but
– it's fun.
Wait. Was your confession to me that you don't like lobster?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
I mean
– I was just circling back and making sure that was what you're confessing to me, that you go on fart walks and you don't like lobster.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'll think of some other things.
That's fair.
So, guys, I hope you all know that I think everyone is truly beautiful. And that's why I like to talk about one of my favorites, Ulta Beauty. Ulta Beauty believes that beauty is limitless. They celebrate the possibilities in each person and the notion that everyone has the potential to be whatever or whomever they want to be. I think everybody always knows I like to express myself through either fashion, or hair, or makeup, or no makeup, just great skincare. That's why I'm always tweaking my looks and trying new stuff. Well, what better place to create my new look than Ulta Beauty? When I go, I can discover a world of beautiful possibilities. It doesn't hurt that they have over 20,000 of the best products across makeup, fragrance, hair care, skincare. I can choose from hundreds of my favorite brands like Tarte, Living Proof, so much more. They even provide hair, skin, and brow services. I can walk out with all my products already looking like the new me, not that there's anything wrong with the old one, mind you. So whether you're ready to run the town, rock your new look, or tell your story, Ulta Beauty is here to help you show it to the world. Because Ulta Beauty knows that you're not here to get beautiful. You are here because you already are. Visit Ulta.com to learn more and find a store near you. One more time, that's Ulta, U-L-T-A.com. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Okay, now back to Paradise. This whole Jenna and Jordan thing is still going on. I saw an article today that now she's saying he was different after Paradise and that he was like, there's only room for one famous person and I'm going to make all the money. I'm like, can we just all move on from that?
I mean,
here we are talking about it, but yeah, well, I don't.
You're doing the thing that you don't want.
Because I know that listeners want to hear it.
I mean, I'm shooketh of this over this whole thing. So here's like my take on it.
Yeah.
So this was the year that they let me watch the engagements.
Okay. Okay?
Well, because last year there were none because we stopped and everything.
Oh, right.
So this year they let me – you never see it, but like we're at the bar. It's like right in front of – where the engagements are right in front of us.
Okay.
So the idea was that Yuki and I are watching these engagements and we're doing like the thing. You know, and they're supposed to cut to us and we say some funny things, but it never made air.
Of course.
And so they gave me like an earpiece to hear because you can't hear because of the wind and the waves and everything.
Yeah.
And I remember hearing his like engagement, his proposal to her. And I legitimately started crying. I was like, because they were so wackadoo, crazy people.
But it worked.
But I was like, only in this weird world does this like totally make sense.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I was like crying, being like, oh my God, this is perfect. Yes, we're perfect for each other. So when that all came out, I was like, I was a little team Jenna because I was like, this seems a little too perfect. Like the text message is like, if you wanted to like completely ruin someone, the text message that she has is like
hitting all the points.
I don't love him. Yeah. You know, like I'm
this
using him for fame.
Yeah.
And I remember reading it being like
all in like one paragraph.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't even like spread out. So I was like,
little suspicious.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know about this. Right. You know. But as the time goes on, it's starting to seem like it might be true.
I know.
And if that is true, that's brutal.
I know. It actually makes me like a little bit sick. Because it's like, that's so mean and cold. And like, but I'm like, God, I just want to know the truth so we can all just move on.
Yes, I know.
Because the articles like on my Twitter, I'm like, okay, that's still happening. It's still a thing.
Well, and I saw that like he posted like the letter that the lawyer.
Yes. Thing. Oh, that was intense.
And so there's two ways to think about this because just on face value, you're like, obviously Jordan's telling the truth. If he's like, I don't care, cards on the table, here it goes.
Right.
And I love Jordan. Jordan's not an idiot, right?
No.
And if it's not true, doubling down on that is a ballsy, but also probably a smart move.
Right.
You know? So I don't know what to think.
I don't know either. I just wish they would both be like, okay, here's what happened. Jenna be like, I did do that.
Yeah.
But that's never going to happen. There's lawyers involved now, and oh my God.
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing.
Do you think – I saw someone tweeted this out. Like if that news had come out like a week beforehand or whatever, do you think that they would have made Jordan the Bachelor?
No.
I don't think so either.
No.
He's perfect for Paradise.
He is. He's not – people love to watch him on TV, and obviously people always just think like, oh, but ratings. Like he would be, but he's so Paradise. Like he's not not that I don't think he deserves it, but like they go for the safe Coltons. That's – you know, like they are trying to have another like Sean Lowe, I think, because that was like one of the best Bachelor seasons ever.
Because of the virgin thing?
I guess so.
I guess.
They're – they're going to do something. I'm like a little worried for Colton because I'm like, why they picked him? They must have a little master plan.
I don't know.
Like, are they going – is he going to lose his virginity in the fantasy suite and it's going to be like a thing? Or like there's some – I feel like there's some sort of little plan here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My voice cracked there.
Yeah.
Puberty's fun at 34.
That was cute.
I – have you met – either Jason or Blake?
I met Blake.
Okay.
He did my podcast.
Did he?
In Nashville.
Oh, in Nashville.
The live one. But I haven't met Jason.
Yeah, I think that...
You think they would have been good bachelors?
They would have been fine, I'm sure. I think that... I was surprised Ben didn't double dip, to be honest with you.
I know. because I'm sure Bachelor World and like producers and everyone would have loved that.
Yeah.
But isn't he like secretly dating someone?
I can't keep up with everyone's
thing. I can't
thing.
Either. I really can't. You were in Vegas with everybody, so I'm like, you must have good stories, but I don't feel like I'm really like in the circle.
Yeah, I don't know. I was also like, I was working in Vegas a lot, so I wasn't really around them. And then when I was around everyone, that was the time I got to like spend with Sarah there because she was presenting. So we were kind of separated from the group. Mm-hmm. It was nice to see those guys because I think those guys have been like keeping a real clean nose because they thought they were going to be
right,
faster.
Right, yeah. And then they are like let loose.
Let's go. Yeah, we're in Vegas.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. They're like, we're not in the runnings anymore.
Yeah.
Let's get weird.
Yeah. So, but they were nice guys. I think what it comes down to is Middle America. Middle America is going to love Colton.
That's why Middle America hates Caitlin's.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it was not a fun ride for me with the social media. Yeah, Middle America, they do not like edgy Canadians. I'll tell you that. I will tell you that. They don't like the tattoos. They don't like the bright lips.
Mm-mm.
They don't like the sassy attitude.
No,
they don't like sex before marriage.
Oh, no, of course not.
That's why they'll love Colton.
Yes. And so he'll do great.
That's funny, though, because he's 26. He's so young. He's so young.
Yeah.
His frontal lobe is not developed.
True.
He's not ready.
He looks like a baby, right? Like he looks
totally
like a very muscular
like a
baby.
He looks like a really muscly baby.
He looks like the Michelin Man.
But a baby Michelin Man.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Like, you know that movie Boss Baby?
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
kind of looks like Boss Baby.
Yeah, and he cries a lot too.
Yeah.
I like the guy a lot, so I hope this isn't coming across as like me being mean to him.
No, no, no. I'm sure he's actually I've heard he's super nice.
Super nice.
Super nice. I'm just saying, well, actually, you know what? Crying a lot is good TV.
Yeah.
People like to see that emotion from a lead.
Yeah, oh, totally. There's also a little bit of me that when you start doing something too much, it comes across a little insincere.
Right.
Right? Like, that's just, like, your go-to when you're, like, awkward or nervous is that you start crying. Like, I don't know. I just really hope that Tia shows up. Like, that's all I really want.
Oh, they'll try. She won't, though.
I think she will just to, like,
mess with them.
Yeah, and then, like, leave.
She's so funny. She was on the live show, and she had a few cocktails. Mm. And I was like, the next day I thought she's going to be like, please don't air that podcast. But she was like, oh gosh, I'm scared about the thing I said about dildos. And I'm like, oh, that's what you're scared of.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. But she was like, he could never please me like a dildo. It was amazing. I was like, yes, keep going. Like, she was so funny. But she was saying, she's like, I just don't feel like it's fair that he now gets this opportunity to like find love.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, everyone deserves love. But she's a little bitter. It's too soon.
Totally.
For your ex to be the bachelor, that's probably the worst thing in the world.
Can I say what everyone's thinking, though?
Sure.
They weren't ever – that's not her ex.
Right.
It was very, very – like, and I think that's the problem with delusion.
Yeah.
You know, like Annalise, the same thing was like they were so delusional about what was going on, and everyone was telling them, listen, like
– he either is like loves you and he's like all in or not.
Yeah, like
– if they're not, you should question it.
Exactly. And I think that he was questioning it. Like he was fighting that thing the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And so –
yeah, because he knew he could be the bachelor.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think that's
which
a
I get too, because it's like, what a great opportunity.
Yeah. But I don't know. You did it. I've seen enough people go through it. It doesn't seem like something that is
right.
for everybody.
That's the thing. It
like
seem
him.
It's one of those because you know it like it you have to be like a pretty strong human like emotionally with thick skin and like to get through that. And then it takes some time to like get people will never understand, but like so this wedding I was at last night was where Sean and I had our – do you know what last chance dates are?
No.
It's the date before you either get engaged or you don't. So it's you're down to your final two. So you have your last chance date. So it's like your last chance to like really put it all out there because you could be getting engaged the next day. And I was at this wedding last night that was at – the winery that Sean and I had our last chance date at, which was the most awkward date we had ever been on because it was like, are we getting engaged tomorrow? Are you going to pick Nick? Are you picking me?
Oh, this is on the show.
Yeah, but you can't tell them that. So I was being awkward because I was like, I can't tell him that he's the one.
Yeah.
And he was like reading me like, why isn't she doing this? She must be picking him. So when we're like standing at the top of this winery. I'm standing there and I have to stay on a place for camera reasons. Mm-hmm. And he's like, why isn't she running up to me? And I'm like, why isn't he running to me? And then the whole date was so awkward. And it was like a really emotional, like weird time. And that's where the wedding was last night.
Oh, really?
At that spot. Right where we sat and had that last day. And I honestly got so overwhelmed with emotion because your brain like can't access those feelings of everything you went through. It's like PTSD. Oh. And I sat there and all of a sudden I looked at Cleo and I was like, I'm going to cry. Like, so I'm feeling like very overwhelmed and I'm like going to cry. And I did. I like started crying. I had to like pull myself together because it was just so weird to like go back into that moment because you really black it out. Like you forget everything and you try to just move past it because it was such a weird time.
Yeah.
And I just started freaking out there.
I
but people will just never understand until you go through stuff like that. Like, obviously, you, like, get it because you've been in the show and you know how it works and stuff. But it's so weird because it seems like the best thing in the world. Like, I used to think, like, imagine I was the Bachelorette one day. Like, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, and then you do it and you're like, well, I could not do that again.
Yeah.
So I could, I understand how Ben couldn't do it again. But, and all these guys, you know, they're campaigning so hard to be the Bachelor. But really, Colton's going to come out of that and be like, shit, like.
Did you get the impression that I think that if you campaign to be it is your first mistake?
Yes.
Right?
Well, I think that's why Jason didn't get it. I think Jason campaigned too hard.
Yeah.
I really do. I think if he would have just laid low and let people like love on him and not like his captions. And I don't mean to bash him either because he seems awesome. I was rooting for him to be the Bachelor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wanted him to be. I think he's like very well spoken. I think he's like good with emotions and I think he's smart and I think he's got a lot going for himself. So I was like, he'd be a good Bachelor. And he's funny. He just reminds me of like, he kind of reminds me of a Canadian guy. But all of his captions, like, I'm like, oh my God, we get it. Like he would feed off of what people loved that he said, like, I'll always be rooting for your happiness. Then like three captions and he'd be like, I will always root for her happiness. And we're like, yes, people did love when you said that. Like, you know, I just felt like he was really, but I mean, it's a weird.
Yeah. I mean, there's no playbook for it.
Yeah.
But I remember watching it being like, There's a little something to be said for being self-deprecating. Like, you don't there's no real reason why you should be this guy.
Yeah.
And there's also, like, a little something to be said for being a little humble.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Being like, this is really nice. You guys think that, but, like, I don't know, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's endearing, right? That's what people want is, like, the vulnerability.
Right.
And if you come out being like, yeah, I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
People are like, oh.
Yeah.
Wait. What?
Yeah. It's
Didn't
confusing.
You just get dumped?
Yeah. Aren't you heartbroken?
Yeah.
Like, the timing doesn't match up for that, too. But, I mean, they've been out of it for a while.
So, guys, the holiday shopping season is right around the corner. We all know that men are notoriously hard to shop for. I usually get my dad, like, the same cologne I got him since I was a kid. Don't even know if he wears that cologne anymore. Whatever. You have to check out Brush Hero. It's a super cool water-powered cleaning and detailing tool that's perfect for your favorite car lover, motorcyclist, or mountain biker. They're giving our listeners a special deal when you use the coupon code VINE. Plus, they have holiday specials all over BrushHero.com. While originally designed as a fun, fast, and effective way to clean cars and bikes, it can really clean just about everything. Patio furniture, barbecues, tools, toys, you name it. It's easy and fun to use. Brush Hero connects to any standard garden hose. The water pressure makes the brush move, and it's pretty awesome. You won't believe it's not electric because it's so powerful it actually vibrates. I don't know why I felt the need to say vibrates like that. Get it together, Caitlin. They've got some really amazing car and motorcycle gift sets for all budgets, which includes soap, sprays, accessories, specialty brushes, and microfiber towels. We're giving you $20 off any order over $100 when you use the code VINE at checkout. Holidays handled. Go visit brushhero.com and don't forget your coupon code VINE.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Do you see the deals on these brands?
Of course you can't. This is a podcast.
But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
Do you want to be a social media star? Do you want to get verified? Do you want to make content and make money doing it? Well, I can help you get started. My name is Meredith Rojas, and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Digitour. We're the largest producers of live events featuring social media stars. And I also wrote a book called Selfie Made. Selfie Made podcast is going to give you all the tips and tricks you need to take your social media career all the way. My co-host Mads Lewis and I are going to give you great information every week. So listen free to Selfie Made, exclusively available on Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and the Podcast One app. If you love the show, share it with a friend, post on Instagram, tell the world, and leave us a rating and a review.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
I also want to play a game with you, man. That's another thing I text you. Your responses, I'm like, you used to be so funny, and now you're just like short and cold with me. And I'm like,
I'm sorry.
You really are. But this is how, and you're like, okay.
Well, because I didn't, I needed you to be like, okay, so this is an example. Because I was like, oh,
well,
what does this mean?
Well, then say that. You're like, okay. I'm like, oh.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
I'm still reeling from, like, does she remember voice messaging me last night at 2 in the morning?
No. No, I do not. Okay. So I had Annalise on the podcast, and I was like, yeah, we're going to play two lies and a truth. And she was like, because I had set her up for it, and she's like, I think the game's two truths and a lie. And I was like,
oh, it is?
Yeah. And I was like, oh.
It's like your bit?
No, it's a thing.
Oh, it's like a game.
Two truths and a lie is a thing. But I was like, yeah, two lies and a truth. And I'm like, that doesn't sound right. But that's now what we're going with.
Oh, so I like it. I like it this way.
I like it that way, too. Yeah. It's better because, yeah. So I'm going to tell you. No, I forget my own game. I'm like, I'm going to tell you two lies and a truth.
Okay? Okay.
And you have to guess which one
is true.
Is the truth.
Okay.
And if you lose. That I got nothing.
Nothing.
You just lose, okay?
But here's the thing. You're going to – you asked me to do this.
Yeah.
You're going to know my answer.
Oh.
Just because you know me well enough.
Oh.
Let me hear yours and then
okay,
I'll figure
yeah,
out.
Okay. So one time I rapped in front of Ice Cube. One time I smoked weed with Snoop Dogg. And one time I made out with Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, wow. It's a rap theme.
Yeah, I went with a theme.
What was the first one?
I rapped in front of Ice Cube.
That's the one that seems the most realistic to me.
Okay. So that's the one you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going with that one.
No, I smoked weed with Snoop Dogg.
Did you?
Yeah.
No way.
Underage, too, at an underage club.
Wow.
Yeah. I had a diamond engraved in my tooth.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. It was like the cool thing to do in Leduc, Alberta.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And it was like a little rhinestone.
Yeah.
And he called it my bling bling. And then we smoked weed together.
Was it cool?
It was in the time where he was claiming he didn't smoke weed anymore. So, yeah.
Was that when he was Snoop Lion? No,
I don't think so. But we, like, I have a photo of it somewhere. I have to make my mom find it. But I took a picture of us with a disposable camera. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think he would remember you if he walked in?
No.
No?
First of all, I was 17. So that was 16 years ago. Math is not my strong suit. 16 years ago, he was probably out of his mind, like so high and like something.
Yeah.
His DJ, I was in the front row at an underage. I was like, obviously I love rap. And I was like front row like, yeah. And his DJ was like, you're coming backstage after.
Yeah.
At an underage club. How gross. I mean, they didn't hit on me. I will give them that. There was no like, we just smoked weed. And then I was like, I'm high. I gotta go.
Yeah, but I assume that if you had stuck around,
right?
You know.
But you know what? 17-year-old Caitlin
killing the game.
Hi, 17-year-old Caitlin was very smart.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's smart.
Yeah,
I
Just, I did it for the story and I got out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I can't smoke weed anymore.
Oh, I smoked something from Miley Cyrus's 4th of July party.
Yo, yeah.
Don't do that.
No, I remember.
Yeah, don't do that.
I was at that party with you.
I know. Yeah.
There was, they had those little packets of joints everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I took two of them.
Yeah, I took three.
Not because I wanted them. I was like, my friends would love this.
No, they won't. It'll paralyze the shit out of you, and it's scary, and I didn't know what was happening to me.
My favorite thing about that night or that day at Miley's party was they had like this big inflatable slide.
Yeah.
And you really wanted to capture some content, girl.
Yeah, and I didn't.
And you were amazed that when your phone got wet from the slide, it would stop working.
Well, first of all, that slide was aggressive. That was a very steep slide.
Agreed.
And you ended up in this pool of water. But the new iPhones were like, waterproof. And I was like, cool, it's going to be fine. And then my phone stopped working and I didn't get any of the content, which would have been really funny.
I know.
But
it was a fun party.
Lesson learned, don't smoke Miley's weed.
Yeah.
There's something else in there, I'm telling you. That was a scary time.
We had her dad, Billy Ray, on the show.
Yeah. Billy Ray, like we know who her dad is.
BR.
We had her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yep.
You might know him from his hits as Achy Breaky Heart.
Anything else?
The other one is Some Gave All.
What?
It's a good one.
Really?
Yeah, it's like okay. Anyways, the family get down with the jazz cabbage, all right? Like, they get into it.
The devil's lettuce.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. The jazz cabbage.
I love the Cyrus family. My favorite,
yeah,
though,
amazing.
Have you gotten to spend a good amount of time with Tish?
No, and I want to because I feel like we're a bit of like spirit animals.
Yes.
Yeah.
She is.
I can't believe I just said that out loud. I hate that term.
I actually do too, but I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
Because she's kind of like you, which is like.
Weird.
Weird, but like smoking hot, but like doesn't really like.
Flaunt it?
Yeah.
Like,
I was going to say try.
Oh.
But, you know, like.
I mean, try. I don't really know.
But, like, it's, like, one of the funnier conversations you'll ever have. Like, she is – I love that woman.
Yeah, she seems amazing because every time she's on Brandy's stories, I'm like, I like her.
Oh, yeah.
I'm into – tell me your two lies and a truth.
Okay. Well, now I want to change one of them.
Well, now I'm curious to see how – now I'm like, what if I don't know you and I like can't figure it out?
Okay.
I told you to write them down.
I know, but, like, then I heard yours and I liked yours better.
Oh, because I had a theme?
Yeah, you had a theme, and I didn't know that you were doing that. Mm.
Do you want me to tell you my other one, and then you can go?
Yeah, okay, give me your other one.
Okay. I almost died from blood poisoning.
Yeah.
I crashed into a parked car and never told anyone.
Okay.
I ate a spider because I lost a bet. See, no theme there.
If you did the third one, then I don't know if I can talk to you anymore. Mm. I think the obvious one would be... like, Caitlin totally would hit a car and, like, not tell. But I think that's misdirection.
Yeah.
So I think it is the first one. What was the first one?
I almost died from blood poisoning.
Yes.
Yeah, because that's too random to, like, throw in. That's true.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're alive.
I did it rollerblading.
Really?
Yeah. I was at the Calgary Stampede. Mm-hmm. I was at my grandparents' house, and I was like, I'm going to go for a quick rollerblade before I go to the Stampede. And I don't know how old. I was probably, like... 10, and I fell so badly, and I cut open my knee like real bad, and then I didn't clean the cut or anything. I just rallied.
Yeah.
And I went and I was walking around the Stampede with my family the whole day, and at the end of the day I was like really sick, and I was like, I can't walk on this leg. And my mom was kind of like, suck it up, you're fine, it's like a scrape. And then we got home and I went to have a little bath, and I got in the bathtub and I went, Mom, no wonder my leg hurts so bad, I've got a purple line going up my leg, like into my stomach.
Yeah.
And she was like, get in the car, we're going to the hospital.
Yeah.
And I had blood poisoning. And if that line gets to your heart, you die.
Happened to me, same thing.
Really?
Yeah, I was, and I don't do this anymore. I was lifting weights. And you know,
in my lifting weight days.
Yeah. You know, the, like, when you put the weights to your side and you lift them up like this or whatever?
Yeah.
I was doing that, and then I let them go, and my pinky got caught between the two and like broke my pinky.
Ew.
And then I had exact same thing, line that went all the way up, and then once it was on this hand. And once it got here, they were like, dude.
You're going to die.
This is not good.
This is how you go.
And they straight up were like, we might have to cut your finger off, and I was like, don't you dare.
And this is why you don't lift weights anymore.
Exactly, all right? Mm. It's for my health.
Yeah.
All right?
You're just being, like, precautious.
Smart guy.
Is that the word?
Precautious, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not, that's fair.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lift weights if I were you either.
All right. What am I?
Come here.
Okay. Number one.
Okay.
I used to tell everyone that I was on your season of The Bachelorette.
Okay.
Number two, I'm engaged.
Okay. Well, imagine you drop that on the pod. Yeah.
Get those
ratings,
numbers up.
Ratings.
Rev share for Wells.
Ayo.
Number three.
Well, now I know the first one's true because that second one isn't, and you're thinking way too hard about a third one, which means you're trying to think of a lie.
Yeah, I used to tell everyone that I was on Caitlin's podcast just because...
No, season. Every,
season, yes, exactly. And I was on her podcast. I used to tell everyone that I was on Caitlin's season because there was a time in which all the guys from my season were just so... just douching out hard.
Yeah.
And I was just embarrassed that I was eighth place.
Yeah. I do agree. That was a very douche canoey season.
I mean, everyone's kind of like leveled out a little bit where I'm like, okay, it's fine. But like, there was so many like shirtless pics and I was like, really? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, but I feel like that's a thing now. Like Blake and Jason, great guys. Always shirtless in Vegas, taking pictures with, you know, like it's a thing.
I guess. And if you have those abs, like totally, like
they're clearly working for it to be able to have these shirtless photos.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
You know what I really like following these days?
What?
Comments by celebs. Do you follow that on Instagram?
No, but I'm into it.
I think you like, so it's basically like famous celebrity photos on Instagram. And then it's like another famous person like comments like some shitty
remark.
That's
funny.
Yeah. And like that's the thing.
Oh yeah, that's funny. I like that.
And like that's basically, I feel like that's my sweet spot.
Oh.
Like because every time.
Commenting.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
If I see like one pic of Jason with a shirt on.
Yeah.
Then I got to be like, is everything okay?
Yeah, what's going
on? Is this your way of saying like...
You a little soft today?
Or just like you're in danger.
Yeah.
And you know, you're in a basement somewhere.
Help. Yeah.
You need help.
Yeah.
And like, you're like, well, I got to post something to the kidnappers. And they were like, hey, listen, post right now so they no one knows you're gone. But you post a shirt picture and so everyone's like, ooh.
Right.
Anyways.
Do you watch like a lot of crime shows or...
Dude.
Criminal Minds.
I get into like the murder podcasts.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm one of those guys.
People love the murder podcasts.
Dude, you know what you gotta listen to?
What?
Not to like pump other pods, but Dirty John. Have you heard of that thing?
No.
Dude, man.
Really? It's good?
It's like
I don't listen to podcasts.
I'm the same way. I'm on all these people's podcasts. I'm like, I don't know.
Do you listen to your own podcast?
I do, but I'm just.
Critique and learn?
Yeah, and it's more of like, did I screw up like the... Because I mix and edit my podcast, so I'm like, did I do the levels wrong
right.
or whatever? Like, it's more of like... But like, I won't listen to this.
Yeah, no, I won't either. I actually don't... I don't listen to my own podcast after, because then I get like... I'm like, oh, I should have done this, or oh, I should have said this. And then I get like annoyed because I just... I love the sound of my own voice, I really do.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that I do where I'm like, oh... I just am too hard on myself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what's the point? That was my only, those were my last of my two lies and a truth. Do you have another one for me or no?
Well, let's see. One, I was first team Deep South rugby player in college.
Okay.
All SEC.
Okay.
Smoked weed with, what's his freaking name? Kid Rock behind Santa's.
Oh, wow. That's specific.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And number three was, God, what was it? They asked me to be The Bachelor.
But they did ask you to be The Bachelor.
I don't know. What are the three?
Wait, so I'm trying to figure out the truth.
Yeah.
But you told me more than one truth.
How do you know?
Because I could tell. You smoked weed with Kid Rock behind Santa's.
No, I didn't. But
you didn't?
All my friends did. And they came back and they're like, we just smoke. His real name's Bob.
Yeah,
and
I know. It's amazing. Yeah.
And they're like, we just smoked weed with Bob. And I was like, who the f*** is Bob? And they're like, Kid Rock. And I was like, no.
I know.
Missed out.
He's actually kind of a dick.
Yeah.
I interviewed him at the Topgolf thing. And he was like. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I was like, oh yeah, you want to do a shot of whiskey? I heard you're a big whiskey guy. And he was like, you don't shoot whiskey, you sip it. And I was like,
oh really?
And I'm like, Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Trying to be classy? Like you sip whiskey?
Yeah. let's get into the meth conversation.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Oh, you sip whiskey, but you do meth. So, yeah. Like, that's a gray area.
Hey, guys, it's that time again for some useful car tips by Caitlin Bristow. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage. And you can place your key fob to your chin to increase its range. Well, here's another tip you might not know about. TrueCar also helps people get used cars. That's right. TrueCar is not just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you'll enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with TrueCar, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with TrueCar certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out TrueCar and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
So they did ask you to be the bachelor.
No, not really.
Oh, you were.
It was like a gray area.
You were in
area.
Conversations.
Yeah.
They thought about giving. Did you get a contract?
No. So that's where I think, like, when someone really asks you if they gave you a contract, like, I did get hit up to be like, hey, we're thinking about it. And I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah, we're considering.
But it was.
You would have been
like
a great bachelor.
Yeah, but like, I was talking to Alon about it. Uh-huh. And he was like, the reason your problem is that when you get hurt, you get mad. You don't get sad. And we need you to be sad. When I got dumped.
A lot of guys are like that, though.
Yeah, well, and I would. Here's what happened to me, like, on The Bachelorette is that, like, I divulged a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, at the end, they were like, you really got to do this.
Yeah.
You know? Like, and so I divulged so much of me. And then I got dumped, and I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
Like, she didn't deserve to learn that about me because she didn't care, you
but
know?
But America wanted to learn that about you.
In the moment, I was like, this!
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
no.
Totally, yeah.
Like, this, that's not, they wanted me to be like, I'm never going to be good enough, you know?
Yeah.
But I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah.
You know?
You just, like, got mad, you, like, took it back.
Yeah.
Where you'd be too cautious of it as the bachelor about what you were doing because you'd be like, well, I'm not going to do that because it'll piss me off.
And then when I was on Paradise with Ashley,
yeah,
and
oh yeah, I always forget that was a thing.
Well, because it was like you got to decide if you're going to go to the Fantasy Suite or not, and
right.
I was like, I'm not taking the Virgin to the Fantasy Suite, no way,
yeah, no.
And they're like, well, then you got to break up with her,
yeah,
you know. And I was like, no,
yeah.
Why
are those my two options?
I know, I was like, I thought I was like 3 days. No, this is ridiculous. And they're like, well, they're like, it's gonna be so weird if like you don't say it. So I was like. So that's why my conversation with her, which was very honest, which was like, hey, listen, I don't know what's going to happen, but like, let's just get the hell out of here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But I remember afterwards, I was like, why were those my options?
Yeah, those, you only had two.
Yeah.
And they were tricky. That's so funny. Yeah. I always forget about that. But that's, yeah, you can't take the Virgin to the Fantasy Suite.
No.
You can't.
Not, you cannot.
It's better to humiliate her and break up with her when she didn't see it coming than take her to the Fantasy Suite.
Yeah.
I'm just going to ask you a couple questions from listeners.
Okay.
But
by the way, I did play rugby in college. I was.
Oh, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
I was like, lie. But that's cool.
Yeah. No one knows that about. Everyone thinks I'm skinny and I'm unathletic. But no, I was very good.
Hey, just because you're skinny doesn't mean you're not athletic.
Agreed.
I mean, I am definitely not athletic. But.
You are skinny.
But I am skinny. So I kind of get the.
Yeah, you get like half of it.
I understand. But. Oh, that's cool, though.
Yeah.
Oh, big rugby guy.
Yeah, big rugby guy over here.
Can you still play rugby?
So,
like riding a bike?
The reason why I stopped playing rugby is I broke against Alabama. I broke my leg, compound fracture, real bad.
Oh.
And had like 4 surgeries.
Really?
Yeah, it was really bad. I have so much metal in my leg.
Oh, that's aggressive.
And like if I fly, it's a big thing. Like, it's,
like it cramps up? It hurts?
No, like the metal detectors go crazy.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
I always worried about that with my nip piercing, like going through the metal detector. I'm like, is this going to go off? Like, you know, in the old school and they used to like beep you around? I was like, I don't know. I was wearing so much padding on my bras anyway, so.
It's kind of funny, like the wand is kind of like a perv. It's like,
totally. It's like.
Oh, like really around the titty
really?
Wand guy?
Yeah. Oh, and then the guy's like, I guess I have to pat you down.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Whoops. That's like a glitch every time.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay. Melissa Lundy wants to know, best drunk conversation while bartending that we didn't see on Bachelor in Paradise. Was there like a funny like drunk conversation that we didn't see that you're like witnessing? Did you get to drink?
Yeah, I got similar to like the contestants, the 2 drinks an hour thing.
That's crazy.
The thing that people didn't see was Leo was like much more of a dick.
More of a dick?
Much more of a dick. Like, they cut a lot of stuff out.
Gosh. People do not like him.
Well, yeah. But he didn't. I wouldn't say drunk. He was just, like, feeling it and thought it was, like, funny to, like, kind of, like, keep pushing the envelope. And we're all like, okay, great. Jenna was funny. Jenna would get drunk and, like, do weird stuff, like, roll around the sand and, like, come, like, and, like, as a sand monster to the bar. And I'm like, sweetie, like, go wash your hair. It's bad.
That's funny. She seems like such a character. Not going to lie. I really loved her energy.
I'm so hurt over this whole thing. I really loved her.
I really wanted her to be, like, a big thing, like, a big, like person in the Bachelor world now.
Totally.
Very, very disappointing. Okay. Are you still going to do drunk Bachelor recap? Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. You're like, we're growing up here.
Yeah.
I'm in a relationship now. And for the record, I will say I'm happy you weren't the Bachelor because then you might not have met Sarah and I feel like you two are meant to be together.
Oh, yeah. Like that Garth Brooks song.
Which one? I love Garth.
Right? It's the some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Oh, wow. That's very good, Garth.
Yeah. That's good, right?
Yeah. You almost took the shape of Garth for a second there. Natalie Wadups, that's a cool name. Will you do a cameo on Modern Family?
No.
Okay. That was a hard no. Wow.
Yeah. I think we get that a lot, and I think that people need to understand, like, the actual, like, business side of things.
That's what I was, when I read it, I was like, I don't think you can just make a cameo because you're her boyfriend.
Yeah, and, like, albeit, yes, they're both on ABC, those shows are on ABC, but, like, it's two different production companies.
Right.
You know, that, like, do not work together.
Right.
And so, like, me showing up there is, or, and a lot of people want her to be in Paradise.
Right.
Which, by the way, Fleiss didn't have enough money to get her ass behind that bar.
Absolutely
right?
not. Yeah, no, absolutely not. She's like, you can't afford me.
No, of course not.
No, no. And that would be like, that's too real. I mean, when Brad Pitt went on Friends and was like an enemy for Jennifer Aniston, that was hilarious. But it's too, like, that's like too much of, like, she's a character. And it would be bringing something real into, like, a character. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I making sense?
No. And
no.
You are making sense. No. I totally get. Like, I wanted, because people don't know what's going to happen as Modern ends.
Yeah.
And I was like, I think it would be really funny if Haley goes on The Bachelor
or something.
And, like, her last scene is, like, her getting out of the limo and it's me.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, like, that'll never happen.
But that's good.
That'll be really funny.
Yeah.
You know?
This one I'm actually very curious about as well. Katie Chance wants to know, what's your stance on mayo chup?
Oh, that's ketchup and mayo?
Yeah.
I love it. But I just feel like I don't need Heinz to do it for me. I can make it myself.
But I thought you don't like working for your lobster. You don't like making your own Bloody Marys. So maybe I thought mayo chup was, like, right up your alley.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it. You know what I like to do?
It's a great ratio, by the way.
I've never tried it.
It's great.
But you Canadians like those, like, tomato chips.
Ketchup chips.
Ketchup chips.
My favorite chip of all time.
And they're terrible. I don't understand.
What's wrong with you?
I have taste buds.
Do you like ketchup?
Yeah, but
Do you like chips?
Yes. Okay. I tell you what I do like, though.
Okay.
Mayo and sriracha mixed together.
So good. Yeah. Oh, duh. A little aioli?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Mitch Gonzalez wants to know... This is how I'm ending it because it's probably your least favorite question.
Okay.
When are you going to propose?
Is that your least favorite question? Well,
it's like when people ask me when's the wedding. I feel like that's to you, like you know. And then when you do get engaged, last when's the wedding all the time. But I would like to know, and so would Gonzalez.
Well, to be more timely about things in the wake of Pete and Ariana breaking up,
I know.
Which
I mean, not surprised.
I'm not really surprised either. We were talking about this, like, on my show where, like, Pete is a recovering, like, addict, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the thing that addicts do a lot is they replace the thing that they're, like, addicted to with, like, another thing. That's why, like, they smoke cigarettes a lot, drink a lot of coffee or whatever. And that thing that happens in relationships as well. And I feel like that's what happened where it was just like, okay, I'm now addicted to you.
Yeah.
Which is beautiful and wonderful, but I think we all kind of saw that maybe wasn't, like, the best way to, like, go about.
Right.
You know? Wasn't
that usually never works out for people.
Yeah, it just wasn't healthy.
Right.
I don't know what's going to happen, but from what I understand, they're not breaking up. They're just, like,
Oh, they're just taking a little step back.
Which I think is, like, the smart...
Yeah, that's that's fair.
They totally, like, rational. Like, they haven't done anything rational
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, right. And this is the most rational.
The most rational thing.
Right.
So
yeah.
That is a long diatribe prelude to.
Okay.
Eventually, her and I are going to get married.
Yeah, you're taking all the right steps.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, I think that what people don't realize is that just us, like, being boyfriend, girlfriend, living together is, like, really nice right now.
Yeah, and just because you're on The Bachelor doesn't mean you need to rush every relationship that you're in and get engaged because you were on that show.
Yeah, and, like, we didn't live in the same city for a long time. Like,
yeah.
So, like, I at least need, like, a good amount of time to, like, just see how it is to live with one person,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, of course. That's the normal thing to do.
Yeah.
So eventually, it'll happen.
Eventually, it'll happen.
And when it does, we'll know about it.
You will.
Yeah.
I'll come on this podcast.
There's this thing called social media.
Yeah.
We will know about it. Get Neil Lane to hook you up with a ring.
No, I'm not allowed
Just
to.
Just kidding. What?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Because Sarah is a Lorraine Schwartz girl.
Oh.
Like, she has, like, someone that, like, always does her jewelry, you
oh,
know?
Okay. That makes sense.
So.
I mean, either way, you're going to get hooked up. Do you have a joke for me?
No.
Really? You can't think of one joke off the top of your head?
No, I'm not that joke guy.
Okay, I love jokes. I used to have a whole joke book, and every time I heard a good one, I'd write it down. I love jokes. I don't care if they're bad or good, whatever. But I tell a joke at the end of every podcast now, and I've run out of material.
Oh, so you want me to do it?
Yeah, so now I realize it's like make your own Bloody Mary. I'm like, I'm lazy, and I just try and get my guests to the joke for me.
I'm not getting paid enough for this.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, this is funny. The guy who stole my diary has died. My thoughts are with his family. That's funny. I like that.
One of my favorite dad jokes is when you, let's pretend like you and I are driving past a cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
And I turn to you and I say, how many people do you think are dead in that cemetery?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would say, I don't know, whatever you would say.
I'd say 100.
Yeah. And I'd be like, well, all of them.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dark.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
I believe that's a Sarah joke, actually. So
yeah, you're like, let's push that on somebody else. That was like when I did a stand-up comedy. This is total humble brag. When I did stand-up comedy with Amy Schumer on my season, she goes, if you say anything when you get up there, because I had to do a bit on, and I was like, this is my dream. And she goes, if at any point people don't laugh at your joke, just tell them that Amy told you to say it.
Yeah.
So she was in the crowd, and I'm like, I actually like made fun of Britt for like losing being the bachelorette, which was just supposed to be like shock value humor.
Mm-hmm.
And people were like, ooh. And I was like, oh, whatever. Amy told me to say it.
Yeah.
The crowd went nuts.
Yeah.
The crowd went nuts. So you're like, that was a bad joke. You're like, oh, I think it was Sarah's.
Yeah.
Totally mm-hmm. Sarah's joke.
Yeah, that's on her.
Anyways, thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
So much fun.
I drank all the wine tonight.
You did. And you know what? I think my drunkenness just kind of continued in because I had one
mm-hmm.
very full. Like that was basically three champagnes in one.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are you doing now? Do you go, you flying back to Nashville?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You going out tonight?
We were thinking about doing, oh.
Why don't you go to Dancing with the Stars?
That.
Oh yeah, you're still bitter. You want to do it. You want to do the Dancing with the Stars.
I all of a sudden just get up on stage and like streak.
Can I let loose a little bit on Dancing
sure.
with the Stars?
I would love if you did.
Listen, I just think it's lame. And here's why. That's the equivalent of me watching a television show of people doing karaoke. It's people who are not good at the
right.
thing that they're being yeah. asked to do. And you expect me to be like, wow, look how mediocre they are at this.
Yeah, why is it such a thing?
I don't know. But every time I watch it, I'm just like, well, the one person's good, the other person sucks,
yeah.
and the other person, well, I'm supposed to be watching for? I'm over it.
Yeah.
It's
I've never actually watched the show.
But you want to be on it so badly.
No, I don't anymore. I used to want to be on it so badly.
Really?
I'm over it. No, I really am. Like, now I'm kind of like, I've actually got way too many other things going on that are so great that I'm like, I don't really have time.
I mean, I'm rooting for Grocery Store Joe.
Always. I'll always root for Grocery Store Joe no matter what he does.
Yeah.
Because he's Grocery Store Joe.
He's great.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that? with OTV.
Sponsor review for this week's Off the Vine, My Bite Vitamins. It's the vitamin you've been waiting for. Brush Hero. Visit brushhero.com and use code VINE for $20 off orders over $100. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful. Walt Disney. Plan your next magical getaway today. And TrueCar. Visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.